Growing up as the son of a charcutier, he had learned whether it was Monday or Tuesday from the smell of boudin or andouillette from the stairs, and his earliest memory was of beating up egg yolks which, as if by magic, thickened in the hot stock into sauce for his mother's blanquette of veal. To run just one restaurant with Albert would have been good enough, and it was hard work, so hard that he was hardly ever at home, and his first wife divorced him. Though he knew almost no English, he still had to take his turn at front of house while Albert was manning the stove. They cooked and played host in alternate weeks, knowing well that if they tried to share service, there might be blood. Both of them came up with ideas, but his strength lay in details. Precision and patience were a pastry cook's skills. It mattered to him, for instance, that commis waiters should not talk to the customers and that diners should wear ties. He almost refused entry to the Rolling Stones when they turned up without them. Every ingredient had its right place too, and as each arrived, he would taste it, unseasoned, to judge exactly where it might sit within a dish. When he and Albert produced cookery books, spreading the revolution to ordinary British kitchens, he became a perfectionist, wrote the words, just as on their cookery shows, he was the suave and particular main presenter. And in 1986, it made sense to split their interests, so that while his brother went bustling after new business, he departed for Bray to run the whitewashed former pub on the Thames they had opened a decade before.